This conversation was in 1995 with Mark Holslaw, who is now a senior special agent in charge of the FBI, and Peter Kowalja regarding Gulf War Syndrome, also known as Iraqgate, also known as the BNL Bank Scandal. Each time it came back up, it re-resurrected as a separate name. Leonard Millman of Denver, Colorado, was involved in the sale of the biological chemical agents, along with Jeb Bush, Neil Bush, at Millman and Neil's warehouse in Boca Raton, Florida. Barbudi, a coffee merchant out of Arkaburg, Jordan, was mixing the stuff up. Part of it was made in Fruta, Colorado at the Sam Gary Refinery. This had what was known as the cherry juice, a commodity exchange with Iraq for oil. The oil payments were made illegally through BNL Bank, which Hillary Clinton was on the board of directors under treason, sedition on stewweb.com. On the front page and also top of the news page details the report that I had done on this. But these are conversations with FBI agent Mark Holslaw, who is targeting me and has been since these requests for the grand jury and stirring up with my filing 95Y107 in 1995, and then being told by Judge Richard Mates to go see Judge Brenner in Wyoming because of my allegations regarding other judges being corrupt, who that judge said my case should be heard and that my grand jury should be formed, Judge Brenner of Wyoming. And Judge Richard Mates, as you, if you have not heard part of the conversations, I haven't played them all, but part of them are on this website as well. And also the conversation with Henry Solano. Later on, Henry Solano, I might add, in another conversation I have, said, give it your best shot. We're going to pick one subject. I said, okay, start with Boulder Properties, the blackmail congressmen and senators, and then we'll go from there. Shortly after that, I was anthrax. This conversation's regarding Peter Kowalja, it's self-explanatory. This was in 1995 also. So it, not only did Peter reach out, myself, Al Martin, Robert Joseph, all of us were in danger. That's four of 150 people that I, Stu Webb, could present before a federal grand jury, and I'm releasing these tapes. It's March 2012.
So what I would like for you to do is give a quick education tomorrow.
Okay. Go ahead. Don't mind me laughing. Go ahead. It's not a funny matter. Go ahead.
What is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Peter Kowalja, spelled K-A-W-A-J-A. And could you hold a minute to share it? I'll be right back.
How do I make it short? The United States government committed a crime. There you go. Okay. Who is the United States government? All right, bad statement. What do we got? What we got is chemical and biological weapons development in the United States for ultimate world population control, downsizing of the world population, definitely downsizing of the U.S. armed services.
Okay, let me get some background on you. Are you a former military person?
Well, I could be. I appreciate that you want to ask me questions, but without doing this in person, and if this is an informal, off-the-record telephone interview, I don't mind talking to you if it's anything else, but if you don't mind me saying, although I trust the web, I do not trust the FBI.
Sure, I understand.
I don't trust him either, Peter, but I'm trying to educate this guy to get him to start doing something out of Denver.
Yeah. You, you got to understand, Peter, if I'm gonna put anything in the system, I mean, if you all, you know, Stu, if you want me to act on something, you know, I've got to get some background. I've got to get some hard, cold facts that I can go in, I can document, and I can run up the chain.
Well, Stu, you see here's the problem. I don't think this guy's going to get anywhere.
I understand.
I write certified letters to Louis Free of the FBI. Now, without disrespect to you, sir, and your position, if the director of the FBI isn't going to let you go anywhere, Janet Reno isn't going to let you go anywhere. So I'm like beside myself as to like a regular FBI agent getting anything done. They'll just kill you.
I understand what you're saying. What you're telling me is that the facts and the circumstances, as you understand them, and the documentation that you have obtained,
mm-hmm.
has in fact been reported to FBI headquarters. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Been reported to the National Security Agency, and
National Security Agency?
Because it involves national security of the United States. It started back in 88. I reported this in 89. In 1990, I was served a search warrant under the International Emergency Economic War Powers Act. And I don't mind sending you written literature. Don't forget, talking to you on the phone and giving you any type of personal information, I wouldn't do, but I would be more than happy to mail you, if you give me an address to mail you stuff, things that will let you know, A, who I am, B, what is this really all about. I'm not A through Z, but enough to get you up to speed to understand that there actually exists a War Powers Act search warrant, that my evidence was sealed as national security, still remains so today, that I operated for the U.S. government under a code name, and that the case I'm involved in has to do with national security and with chemical and biological warfare agents.
Do you know or have you worked with Al Martin?
No, I don't know. I have heard of him, but I don't work with Al Martin.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
I hear Al Martin talks about only chemicals, and a lot of people want to steer this in the direction that this is a chemical-related problem with the Gulf War veterans, and it is not so. You know, anything that's transmissible has nothing to do with chemical agents, although they are involved.
I'm telling basically a scenario. Shit gets shipped through Boca Raton Airport, National Gulfstream Aviation Warehouses owned by Milliman. Jeb Bush ships it,
etc. You know, I made recordings of all kinds of people, not only Rockies, but FBI, CIA, FBI counterintelligence, U.S. Customs, politicians. All of those types of things exist. So I can give you like the numbers of the case and stuff. I could send you literature that you could go check this, but you're just going to be stopped. So unless you and a bunch of other FBI agents decide that you are going to go against the system and you're going to risk, you know, your career, because that's what it'll have to be. You know, then all we're talking about is nothing. I've lived through this, and my wife died as a result. So, in other words, I'm no disrespect again. Do not take it personally.
No, I understand.
I don't think you're going to get anywhere. It's real simple. See, I don't rely on the FBI.
If you would like to send me some information, let me give you an address.
Yep, I'll do that.
Okay. Denver FBI.
Okay.
1961.
Mm-hmm.
Stout, you spell it Stout,
mm-hmm.
Street.
Okay.
Suite 1823.
Mm-hmm.
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And the zip is 802-904.
And the attention?
Special Agent Mark. And you spell it H-O-L S-T
H-O-L S-T
L-A-W
L-A-W. All right, yeah. See, I have names of FBI agents on the payroll of terrorists. Guys out in Texas who works for Customs also operate from a line authority of the CIA. Guys like Jack Bigler and Martin Schramm. And I could go on and on and on, but it serves no purpose at this time to give you anything. You know, the FBI knows who the fuck I am, and they're listening to this conversation now. So they can kiss my ass. And I sent a certified letter to Louis Free because after an hour I got off of a phone call with somebody. You know, the aircraft was threatened to be blown up with me on it. Now I sent a certified letter and I have no problem if you want me to fax it to you. I'll fax it to you, and you'll see the postal certified number on there. I sent it to Louis Free, and I faxed it to Louis Free. Mm-hmm. So Louis Free knows who I am. Janet Reno knows who I am, and but. To be very frank, you know, you need to make a decision whether or not you're going to place everything on the line if you're going to follow this. If not, then don't spin my wheels. And I'm sorry to be, talking like that, but that is the only way. This is hardball, and you're playing with the big boys. This is not about a couple of druggies, and this is not about, you know, 5-10 people.
Well, I would be willing to take a look at what you have.
Sounds good.
If you're willing to send it, I'm willing to take the time to
Well, I'm willing to send you some preliminary material. Sure, I'd do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Peter Mark's one of the few that I can say that are FBI that isn't a shithead. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Stu, you know what it is? He probably is. I know that there are good CIA agents who've sent me inside information. Like, I cannot state whether or not I really have tape recordings of George Bush or not. I mean, you know that I don't have any of that. The whole point is this, that there are good FBI agents. There really are. I don't think that everybody out there is a devil and a terrorist, and not all of them are, and New World Order. The whole point is that the guys who are the good guys are put on assignments so they either don't see what's going on, or peer pressure, if you want to use that word, prohibits them from getting involved. So, again, it's not personal against him, but, you know, unless you had a clandestine meeting with someone, and they are going to bust this open, it's useless for him, even though individually he's a good person and a good FBI agent. He will not get anywhere because he's answerable to Louis Free.
I know, but Mark, one of the things you know about a future suit that's possibly going to go, okay?
Okay.
It's still in the making. And Peter, for the only edification is, I demanded a grand jury. Judge Mates in Denver says, U.S. Attorney, do your job. Al Martin was one of the ones that presented to the U.S. Attorney the evidence pertaining to Boulder Properties and the blackmail of certain congressmen and senators, including Bill Alexander. And then he had a phone call. We have a witness at Justice. A phone call was made by Janet Reno and told U.S. Attorney Henry Solano to back off if he wanted to keep his government job. He backed off. There's going to be a suit filed, a RICO suit against Bush and Company. It's in the making. It's being finalized. When that happens, that means somebody within the FBI is going to have to be assigned to this. We're recommended that Mark be assigned to it. Okay?
Okay.
So I want Mark familiar with certain things.
I don't mean to sound, you know, and again, for you too, Stu, I don't want to burn off some guy that you got, you know, who's a buddy and that you trust, and there's nothing wrong in that, man. I'm just like...
I understand.
You understand?
Give him a quick scenario of the numbers of people who have died and are dying worldwide as a result of this illegal weapons shipped by Bush and profiteer.
What the United States does not acknowledge is that we killed 500,000 Iraqis. A quarter more million have died as a result of it, and a million more are sick and dying. That's just in Iraq. You have the Egyptian armies, the French, the British, all of those, the military around the world have come seeking help to the doctors over here who are working on the mycoplasma. So in the United States now, they have let go from the armed services almost 500,000 of the troops that served in the Gulf Theater since the Gulf War. So 500,000 out of the initial 700,000 have been discharged and turned up at the VA. Documented that the DOD will acknowledge is somewhere now around 9,000 dead only on American soil from that. That does not include the family members, it doesn't include the children, and it doesn't include civilians. No one is tracking that, but you're hearing about the dengue fever, you're hearing about the strep, the flesh-eating disease, the staph, the TB, the meningitis that are outbreaks all over. People are calling me all of these diseases, if you start tracking them, and you have access to that, if you really want to check this stuff out on your computer system, you will see that all of these outbreaks started, I'd say from 1991 forward, after the Gulf War. All of these are a result of the breakdown of the immune system and because of the biologicals that are being carried by the servicemen and on the vehicles and in the clothing and gas masks that they brought back. People are calling me who their entire families are in wheelchair, civilians who went to like an Army-Navy surplus store and bought some of the fatigues or, you know, used military equipment that came back from the Gulf, and these people were not in the war, and their entire family is, you know, wheelchair-bound and dying. So documentation, there's tons of it that exists. I mean, if you read the Regal Report 1993 and 1994, you'll understand, and I'll send you a video if you're interested that shows you all of the biologicals that are known, not the other stuff that is not known, but what, what's been uncovered that was actually shipped to Saddam Hussein. Mm-hmm. But it goes deeper than that. It goes into unknown things. The things I'm talking about is not that we shipped some stuff to Saddam Hussein knowing what he was going to use and then developing vaccines for it. It's the other shit I'm concerned about that we didn't ship him, that we used ourselves, and it has to do with some of the vaccines we gave our own troops and the anthrax vaccines. And so it gets lots more sinister and lots more involved. But what you have now is outbreaks on a nationwide basis and on a worldwide basis. You know, now all of this is backed up. You know, if you say, well, that's a big story. Well, hell, of course it's a big story. But you're not gonna uncover this or understand it in a 30-minute phone call. You know, if you decide you want to talk to me in person, I have no problem sitting down in front of you and taking it step by step. It's very lengthy, very involved. Okay, but, you know, you gotta have a commitment on your part that, you know, you're going to do something about it. If not, what are we doing? Jabber John.
Well, let me take a look at what you did.
Yeah.
And
okay.
If in the packet you could put a way for me to recontact you.
Sure.
Maybe a phone number and an address, whatever.
Yep.
And I'll take a look at it and we'll see what we got.
Okay. No problem.
Peter, you got a public number you can give him, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got a number I can give him right now.
Okay.
You know?
Let me get my pen out here.
Okay. Might as well. If I got to send my flight itinerary to the FBI, I might as well give him my public number.
They've been threatening to blow up airplanes where Peter's flying on.
Who, the FBI has?
Well, I don't say the FBI. I say U.S. intelligence. Let's give it a heading at the top. You know, who has wiretap on my phone? I've asked that of the FBI. Who has an illegal wiretap on my phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, anyway, my phone number is 407-241-8407.
241-8407.
407,
where is that?
That's Florida.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I can give you all kinds of interesting information, like when you start checking out who Century Arms International and why the fuck are they occupying a building that was a warfare weapons plant in Boca Raton, Florida, and why are there missiles, you know, illegal warfare weapons, this is not handguns, you know, in Boca Raton. You know, you want to do something about it, get some agents here. Now, don't call Tim McCants, FBI agent of Miami. You know, don't follow it up with James McAdams, who covered up the BNL, and all the list of names of the guys who are on the payroll, you know, who already know what's going on, and they're not going to do anything.
Tim McCants, he's an FBI agent?
Yes, Tim McCants is out of Miami. He's FBI.
McCant?
S with an S at the end.
Bad guy.
He's out of Miami?
Yeah, out of Miami.
And he knows about this?
Oh, yeah, he knows about this. Yeah, scumbag wouldn't investigate when they try to blow up my car. You know, I have police reports. All the things I'm talking to you about, I have a lawsuit against federal agents and agents of FinCEN and U.S. attorneys, and they're trying to get it dismissed based on one thing, immunity. That's it, immunity. You know, even if they committed misconduct, they should have immunity. And so my case should be thrown out of court because they have immunity. Meanwhile, the affidavit for search that they sealed under the War Powers Act shows that they knew, they sealed this in 1990 prior to any serviceman getting killed, and they have all kinds of documentation. They brought forward their informants, the government, the federal agents, put down all this credible, and I agree with it. See, I agree with everything they said in there, because all the evidence they put down so that they could have this big search warrant against me to come take my evidence, I agree with. Except that, why wasn't anybody prosecuted? If there are terrorists in the United States and Louis Freeh says we want to stop terrorism, how come we didn't go after the terrorists? You know, why is it that they got a War Powers Act search warrant, came and took my evidence that they felt was so good that they were going to prosecute people and then sealed it as national security for 5 fucking years? So you ask yourself that question, okay? So that's what you're looking at. Okay, so there's somebody at the top that, you know, now Louis Freeh, you know, he's either a good guy or could he be an okay guy, and could other agents in the FBI do their job if their hands weren't tied? Probably so. But that's you know, again, you know the chain. You know you're not going to be able to, like, investigate this under normal conditions. So you can't go to Janet Reno, because Janet Reno covered it up. Janet Reno hired John Hogan, who wrote the BNL Task Force report. John Hogan is from Miami. Janet Reno is from Miami. Okay? John Hogan worked for IBI, the terrorist. Ishan Barbudi International, builder of Pharma 150, chemical and biological weapons complex that robbed Libya.
Died twice on Interpol records, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could send you secret military documents, you know, showing that the United States knew who Barbudi was, and the DOD, they got all kinds of information showing him, and the sealed affidavit that they sealed says that he was supplying Iraq with military weapons, and that he had established chemical warfare production capability at a PIT plant in Boca Raton, Florida. Now, if the United States government and George Bush knew this in 1990, let's say in March of 1990, how come we went to war with Iraq and we got all these unexplained illnesses going around, but meanwhile the DOD and the VA says there's nothing going on and people are dropping like flies? Okay, so, you know, it's just one vicious circle.
The connection that gives you authority there, Mark, is the National Gulfstream Aviation, the Boca Raton Airport warehouses, Leonard Millman.
And they're still shipping stuff out, and I got video. Oh, I'm sorry, I slipped, Freudian slip. I don't have video. I used to have video. Even in 1995, you know, they got warheads in a plant in a residential, basically, office. They have an office strip in there, but it's a basic residential area, and they built this 40,000-square-foot facility, which is sealed up by brick, and they've excavated part of the ground, and they're trying to decontaminate it. And I'd like to know why the FBI has not been in there and done something about it. And I could send you a document from the EPA, and I will, showing that the EPA wrote to Senator Connie Mack and responded to my documents that they acknowledged that warfare-grade cyanide was dumped into the water supply of Boca Raton, yet the EPA says that it is not a matter, doesn't come under their jurisdiction. It comes under U.S. Customs, because U.S. Customs is handling the cover-up of the illegal shipment and transshipment of materials that some of them did not, the way they got around by shipping a lot of things was it originated from a foreign port, came here, U.S. Customs agents themselves offloaded some stuff, emptied certain containers, reloaded containers, federal agents reloaded stuff, and of course the bills of lading did not show then it was bound for Libya or any other foreign port that it was a no-no in the United States to ship to, because it was shipped originally from a foreign port. So that's how they used transshipments. Check into that. Now, I turned over documents to the FBI, and documents to guys like Bigler when they were, I didn't realize that they were scumbags back in 89-90. So there's a lot, like I said, there's a whole
Bigler.
Jack Bigler is a U.S. special agent, U.S. Customs Service, out of Houston, Texas.
Scumbag.
Yeah, big time scumbag. Big time scumbag.
Bush so, boy.
Definite big time. So, anyway, you got an earful, and yet you just got a tip of the iceberg. So I'll forward you some material here.
In other words, Mark, your wife, kids, you, or any of your associates can shake the hand of somebody who shook the hand of a Gulf War Syndrome guy on the same day nobody washed their hands, and buddy, you're going to fucking die.
Thank you, Stu. I'm sorry to have not... That is the real key. Let me say something here, Special Agent. I don't really mean, you know, first a profanity. Please forgive me. And I don't mean any disrespect to the FBI. You see, I was former law enforcement related. I have a 28-year security career. I trained a lot of special ops guys. I worked with the military. You're going to be able to find some of this as we go along about who I really am. I am not against the United States. I'm not against the U.S. government. I started out trying to protect America, and I have always worked with law enforcement. I got all kinds of commendations and all kinds of stuff to back up what I say. The point is this. What it really comes down to is you not busting somebody for a crime. That is important as it is. What Stu said is the real kicker here. What you have is, as a result of what happened in the Gulf War, you have a million troops that came back, and not all a million of them were carriers, but the percentage of them are, that are out there passing it on to their wives, their families, and to the civilian population. You have a transmissible disease, okay? It's a warfare agent, and it's transmissible by human contact, by perspiration, by coughing. So if you do not want to pay attention to anything that I send you, pay attention to the part about the transmissibility. You'll never know. 2 years later, down the road, after you've come in contact with somebody at the grocery store or you went to a movie and somebody coughed in your direction, when you start feeling sick or your kids end up in a wheelchair and they get paralyzed or their heart explodes in their chest or they come down with the dengue fever or this meningitis or something and they die, just remember that Peter Kawaja and Stu Webb tried to tell you what this was about. That's all I got to say. And I thank Stu for bringing... That is the most important thing, is that it is out of control and it is coming. It is right now coming to you. It's coming to a theater near you. It's coming to your home. And that's what's got to concern you, the most important thing, other than trying to prosecute a guy like George Bush.
Well, have you made any attempts to pass this information on to the Center for Disease Control?
They're being used.
Documented. They are covering up what's going on. All
look,
of the outbreaks are being covered up.
Look, you've made an attempt to pass this information on
yes,
to them?
Yes.
Do you have documentation of that?
Yes.
Okay, I'd be interested in seeing that as well.
Okay,
yep.
Mark, there's another thing. Not only the people... Tell him about the kids born so far, and tell him about the school closed.
That's called Golden Horn. If you look up in November this year, November of Life magazine, you'll see what Golden Horn. Golden Horn is a specific type of deformity of the 67% of the children born to Gulf War veterans are born deformed with what's called Golden Horn, and it is a deformity where they are born without arms or legs. Or an eye, a specific eye missing. And the person in charge of that particular experiment is Dr. Joshua Lederberg. And when you track down Joshua Lederberg, you will see that he sat on some of the corporations that developed and transferred the biologicals, and that he is a certain individual that was on the initial Gulf War Syndrome board to determine whether or not Gulf War Syndrome exists or not, so that the DOD could deny it. So you have multiple crimes. There were several tests that were conducted. That's called reverse engineering. If you understand the Human Genome Project that he's involved in, DHEA, go look at the, rent the movie at your video shop at Blockbuster called, Universal Soldier with Jean-Claude Van Damme. You'll understand what that is about. It is sort of like a lizard. If you cut your tail off, the lizard grows it back, or if you get shot, you can heal yourself. That's what they're looking for, is to develop the ultimate soldier. And the tests that were being developed here is the ability to grow limbs or grow parts of your body. So the Golden Horn is a reverse engineering of that thing.
Huh. 40 yeah. kids have been born deformed.
Well, that's just in the United Kingdom
yeah.
alone. Those aren't the statistics in the United States that we don't even know now. But Life magazine did something on that. So there are much much of this information you'll find in bits of pieces in almost conventional media, but you see, because they tell a part of the story, it's like a big, gigantic puzzle, and you get, like, it's like somebody showing you a scenery of the sky, and one little piece of the puzzle is like part of a cloud. It's just, it's white. The part that you plug in is white. It doesn't mean shit to you on its own. It's so small and insignificant. You say, well, gee, that's sad that that's happening, and you look at the deformed babies, and you go, wow, you know, and you really, you know, okay, so you put the magazine down. You don't get the picture, because that's not, it's not significant in itself, although it should be. It's like looking at part of a cloud. Until you see the entire picture and know what this is really all about, that's when you'll get sick to your stomach, if the deformed babies does not make you do that. But be careful for yourself, because in fact it is a transmissible disease, and it crosses species, because it's been known to go from human to animal back to human. Okay, so we've got a very big problem. The CDC is covering it up. The DOD is covering it up. And, sir, if you've not read my document called The Saddest Chapter, you're going to understand the tie now, which is why I got a bomb threat on my aircraft and why I sent a certified letter to Louis Freed, because there's a tie to the bombing of the Murrah building. The VA hard files on Gulf War illness were transferred to the Murrah building. Now, how is it that when I asked the FBI to come and talk to me, and I sent certified letters to Louis Freed of the FBI, that they're chicken shit, that they can't come out to me? What are they scared of? Oh, yeah, they'd like to kidnap my ass somewhere or blow my plane up, but they...
Well, but I thought you said you talked to a Tim McCants.
Tim McCants, that's a long time ago. Yeah, I talked to Tim McCants. Why?
Okay, but you're saying that nobody's made the attempt to...
No. Tim McCants didn't call me. See, you're only getting a part of the story here. Tim McCants is somebody that was involved back in 1990, 91. Tim McCants is not currently involved. I didn't talk to Tim McCants this year.
Oh, okay. All right. So basically, you wrote a letter to Louis Freed requesting...
Just recently. Yeah.
Okay, requesting that you be interviewed and...
I wanted them to place an authorized... I offered the FBI that if they would work it out with me, I would authorize them to place a legal wiretap on my phone line so that they could check where these calls are coming from. Because, in fact, I do not believe any of these calls are coming from civilian people that are calling me. These are not prank phone calls. Nobody knows within 1 hour of a specific conversation that I have with someone on the phone that I am making travel plans, and subsequent to that phone call, within an hour, there's a specific type of a death threat. You know, there is no PI or nobody who's stupid enough to put an illegal tap on my line. I live in a residential community. It's going to take some sort of federal authority, legal or illegal, or U.S. intelligence to do that.
Okay, so what you're saying is nobody from the FBI has taken the time to interview you.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this. What
yes.
FBI office is nearest to your current residence?
I live in West Palm Beach, Florida, or the county is, you know, West Palm Beach would be the closest. Either Broward County or West Palm Beach, or Palm Beach County.
Broward,
B-R-O-W-A-R-D.
Or and West Palm Beach
County? Or Palm Beach County. The counties are Palm Beach, yeah. It's P-A-L-M, Palm Beach County or Broward County. But you see, what you're going to run into, see, if you think you're going to call them and then have them come here... the FBI violated my civil rights, which I have brought up in my suit in 1990, because the FBI accompanied the BSO, the Organized Crime Division that I trained, but the terrorist, counter-terrorist division of the sheriff's office came... me. I found that out later, and Tim McCants let that also slip, and I've documented it. So Tim McCants fucked up, and I don't think Louis Freed's going to be happy with this guy.
So you're saying that FBI agents showed up at your house?
Showed up at my office.
Identified themselves
as sheriffs. They came with the counter-terrorist division when I called them to try and get something done about the PID plant. I called Sheriff Nick Navarro, who at that time was the sheriff in Florida, and I had trusted him because a lot of the deputies I was friendly with and trained did training films for them in quick setup stakeout systems and a lot of other stuff. stuff. I supplied the DEA and FBI with a lot of the toys and the, the covert cameras and the slow scan compressed video transmission equipment and a lot of the stuff.
What sheriff's department did they identify themselves as being with?
That was Broward County. Broward County. Came in plain clothes, and, of course, I didn't think.
And later you found out that they
were... That was FBI counterintelligence. What happened
is... How did you find that out?
Well, that's for me to know and for you to guess at this time.
Mark, we know that the FBI, based on what even Al has said and other people that were related to those C-Corp operations, that C-Corp constantly kept the FBI, certain top officials at Miami FBI office, informed of not only where this stuff was going, but also drug shipments and things pertaining to Jeb Bush, and where they would intentionally keep their agents and DEA agents intentionally away from those areas.
See, if you've got rogue FBI agents that are going in there falsely identifying themselves as being associated with the sheriff's department when in fact they're not, you know, executing illegal warrants or violating civil rights or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's important, but you got to understand, I got to know how you know for a fact.
Well, if you can do something, no, you don't. You only need to know if you can do something about it.
Can you give me the names of these two agents or however many?
Oh, yeah.
Agents?
Yeah.
What were the agents?
Not only that, I can't give it to you now. You know? See, I want to catch these sons of bitches under perjury. I want their ass under oath. That's what I want. See, because right now, you can't do anything about this.
Well, you understand that, right?
Oh, I know you can't do anything.
Okay.
I don't see... Listen, I'm talking to you, A, because I'm frustrated, and I guess that's a good way to get me to talk a little, so I've opened up a little. But other than that, I have no hopes of you doing anything. You don't get it. You're up against the United States military. You're up against the Pentagon. You're up against a former president of the United States. You're up against the machine. So do I think you can do anything about it? No, not on your own. You know, you could join the fight, you know, maybe. But you're not going to be able to go through channels and do anything about this. You know, so I tried. Look,
I would be willing, if you take the time to send me your information, I will take the time to at least read it.
Okay. I'll take the time to send you. I have your address.
Okay.
Okay, Stu, thank you very much.
You too, Peter. I've got to. I'll be in touch with you.
I really appreciate it.
You can be around for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I will. And,
okay, I'll get Lou on.
Yeah, and Officer Holslaw, in all seriousness, I really pray, okay? I really pray that there are guys like you out there, more of you, and that if there was any way, and I have offered in writing and written to Louis Free, and I'll make you this offer. I'll say the same thing again. I tried to get it to believe in the system, and I went to the system. I risked my life for this country and tried to do the right thing, and instead the guys in authority came after me
and they killed his wife.
Okay, so that's where I am right now, and understand my hostility, that I don't trust the FBI, because when you find out, you're going to find out FBI counterintelligence with night vision equipment, starlight equipment. You're going to find out the counterterrorist division of the FBI out in Texas having me and my men under surveillance. You're going to find the FBI all over this.
How were you able to identify them?
How? Because not only did they have equipment, I had equipment, and I bugged phones. I'll say that. You see, it's too late for them. If they want, if the FBI wants to prosecute me for wiretapping and recording federal agents, which got them pissed off, by the way, in April of 1990, because they fucking knew then that, because that's one of the statements they made. They said, "You mean you're tape recording federal agents?" Well, guess what? I fucking recorded them, okay? Because I got their ass on tape. Okay, enough for now. If you're serious, I'll feed you more.
Thank you. Take care, sir. Bye.
Do, Yeah, Mark.
Okay.
Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Interesting guy.
Interesting, and it points right back Raton Airport. Al knows all about it. I've got Pentagon, I've got CIA people. We got the documentation on it, the whole nine yards. Peter's got videotapes. He's got everything. He's got tons of shit. It amounts to this. We got worldwide genocide going on. The shit's breaking out every place. They won't release the antidote to it. They've got antidotes to this shit. They will not release. That's what I've been told by intelligence, NSA.
Okay, now.
I've been told by an NSA source. If we could get a judicial setting, one judicial setting before a grand jury, we can start opening this shit up. One of the reasons I wanted to talk, have you talk to him is because I'm going to do a formal request to Mache again, demanding that a grand jury be impaneled. It's got to be. We've got to put a stop to this thing. If we can get the antidote back out to the people's hands, they can stop all these people from dying. These are people that served underneath you, my friend, in the Gulf War.
See, something that you got to understand, too.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. You know, I don't know that any of that stuff is either true or untrue.
If it were to be true.
But, okay, assuming that.
Okay.
Assuming that this is true, in my opinion, I would have it. And the reason that I say that is, even though I did not get deployed over there, I was in the military at the time, I sent soldiers over there that were underneath me. I had, you know, the best man in my wedding was the lead company commander, tank company commander.
Oh,
over there.
Your buddy's got it then. That's
well,
what
and I have contact
about.
With him and his family all the time. And I have not come down with anything. He has not come down with anything. His family has not come down with anything.
Well, he's one of the lucky few.
And maybe that's the case, but I don't know. So, you know, this I have direct involvement in this as far as, you know, having been in the military during this
Did you guys go to the Dr. Joyce Rogers meeting in Colorado Springs or Denver that they had all the Patriots supported about 3 weeks ago?
I was unaware of that.
That was Gulf War syndrome also. She was a doctor. There was a doctor by the name of Nicholson out of the R.D. Anderson Clinic down in Houston that discovered the actual virus from the sickness of the Gulf War people. And he took this to the public forum after discovering that it was full of HIV and all these other strains of diseases. And the whole nine yards that was in all the, there's 18 different strains of this crap. They've driven him out of the country. He's in seclusion to keep from being killed.
The government?
The government. He had Defense Intelligence Agency goons at his house standing there with guns telling him if he did any more radio talk shows, he would end up behind bars. He left the country. We know where he's at, but he's in hiding right now. Okay? He had tons and tons and tons of research and documentation on it. He's got all of his findings on all the strains, everything. But the thing was, the ship went through Boca Raton, the National Gulfstream Aviation, Milman's warehouses. Jeb Bush shipped the shit. It keeps coming down to the same fucking people in every damn scandal, except for this one, is a worldwide destruction of the population. We're talking about genocide here. These people...
What do you think that I can do about that?
Look, there's going to be something going to Mache very soon, and if Mache doesn't act on it, it's going to get farther than that. There's somebody in mainstream press that's willing to do something, hopefully. But if Mache gets it, Mache empowers a federal grand jury for me and avoids U.S. Compromised attorney, Mr. Henry Solano, then we're going to need agents to be on our team to investigate. I want you on that. It can be done if it's done right.
But you understand that that is not the area that I work.
But if you're asked to be put in that area, they can put you in that area.
Well, I basically go where I'm told.
I know. I
understand
know.
That. Okay.
I know. But what we've got, Mark, is a constant fucking... Every time we turn around, there's something else coming up that keeps coming back to Denver, Colorado. Okay? Every time we turn around, here's another one. Just like the Boulder Properties thing with Bill Alexander. Just like the brownstone with the kids. All this shit. It keeps pointing back, and there's interconnecting ties back to Milman. Milman is the Mossad, the Israeli connection in the United States to this thing. They need to be stopped.
You're going to have that girl understand I'm not telling you to tape anything.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. Under federal law, Title 47, any parties to the conversation can tape record their own conversations.
Right,
and that can
partner.
Be used if there's a law that's been violated.
All right, partner.
Okay, buddy, I know what's happening.
What's the scoop with Al?
They've got him until the 15th on this dummy charge. It's a narcotics, one of the 20-some-odd arrests that they intentionally had put on him to try to shut him up. They've got him down in the Broward County, you know where he's at. But they've got him down there. They can't get a hearing at all.
Are you able to talk to him?
I've communicated through his attorney. He's unable, and I've had somebody go down and see him. He's unable to get out of there. They will not even set a hearing until the 15th of December.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to keep him shut up right now. It's because of the Spotlight article. Okay? Anyway.
All right, partner.
Oh, by the way.
Sir.
Ted Gunderson.
Okay.
He's officially made the announcement. I'll send you a copy of the platform. It's strictly constitutional. It's to go back to the Constitution. John DeCamp has been nominated, is on the list to be the Attorney General.
John DeCamp?
John DeCamp.
Who's he?
John DeCamp's the one that's been exposing Bush fucking kids and kidnapping kids and all this shit from orphanages and from every place else. He wrote the Franklin cover-up. John DeCamp will be the Attorney General, and your guy right out of Campbell, Colorado, Dr. Gene Schroeder, that's written on emergency war powers, will be Agriculture Secretary.
Don't be
darned. Now, that's just two. Larry B. Kraft, IRS Commissioner.
Al Martin is DCI.
You got it, buddy. The Patriot Trump card is ultimately stacking.
What about Fletcher or Trockman or any of those guys?
Oh yeah, they'll have certain positions within, should we say, the government to cleanse the problem up. Okay.
Hey, if you run across an article or whatever, basically, I'd be interested in seeing that.
On what?
On Ted announcing his candidacy.
Why don't you call KLAV Radio in Las Vegas and ask for the Lou Repton Show last Wednesday?
But have you seen anything like in the Spotlight or anything like that?
Things are going to be, I know where things have gone. I've been instrumental, and there's going to be all this secondary. The mainstream press has already been notified of the announcement. No mainstream press has even carried
it. I'll keep my eye out. if you see something in the Spotlight or whatever, if you could think of me, just cut it out and send it to me.
I will.
I appreciate it.
Sometime next week, the campaign headquarters in Denver will probably be set up, so
yeah.
I'll send you down there.
All right, man.
Does that work?
Sounds good.
Get Peter stuff, because I'm telling you, something's going to Mache, and if Mache doesn't act upon it, a lot of other shit's going to hit the fan in Denver, Colorado, which I haven't told you about, and you don't need to know right now.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, man.
There's other stuff out there in the judicial that's going to be exploding out. I understand from an attorney that he's getting tired of this shit, and a videotape's going to be released to the news soon as Ida Wineshank taking that bribe.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to fucking stir some shit.
Ida Wineshank? Who is she?
Zita Wineshank, the
Zita
judge.
Wineshank.
The judge.
Is she a federal judge?
She's a federal judge, and she's tied to the Israeli Mossad.
Well, she's a federal judge here in Denver?
Yes. Why don't you go get the testimony that I made before Judge Brenner in behalf of Judge Mache? The FBI's got it.
Was it in that stack of stuff that you gave?
No. Go ask Joe Johnson for the testimony that I gave before Judge Brenner, and find out who it was assigned to, and go get 5 hours of transcripts and start reading them. There's going to be a judicial setting someplace, Mark.
Whether that be in federal court, state court, or the citizens' court.
Well, yeah,
or
whether it, yeah. Whether it's done in, say, a form of 1,000 patriots coming together, should we say, to indict them.
Mm-hmm.
That may happen, too. It's time we clean the fucking problem up, and we get the 1,000 bastards that are responsible for all this crap that has happened during the 80s and the 90s. And it's time that these people are put behind bars and tried in a court of law in America. It's time this comes about.
Now, I want to add, this scumbag, Mark Holslaw, is the one that's been running operations against me. And scumbag, Ted Gunderson, was working with these people and have been since his former retirement in 1979. This conversations went down in 1995 with this agent who is now senior special agent in charge of the counterintelligence division of the FBI number 5 that is trying to assassinate people throughout the United States that are whistleblowers.